News Talk 1620 WTAW, a few minutes this afternoon to tell you about the upcoming Horseman's Market Day, sponsored by the Brazos Valley Driving and Riding Club. Jim Daspit on hand this afternoon. We met a year ago as you held this event. Remind us how many years you all have been doing this.
Well, Bill, we've been doing the Market Day for about 20 years. It's been growing and growing, and last year was very successful, and so much so that we are going to open the doors an hour earlier this year at 8 o'clock. It's Saturday, August 18th. It's at the Brazos County Expo Center in the East Pavilion. We're going to open at 8. It'll go till 2 so people can be home before it gets real terribly hot that day.
Fundraiser for the Brazos Valley Driving and Riding Club for someone like me who's not familiar with what the Brazos Valley Driving and Riding Club or what driving and riding clubs are in general.
Well, we are the second generation of a group that was started by some ladies here locally almost 30 years ago. And we have grown now to, we have people who own all different kinds of equines. We have mules, donkeys, fancy horses. People ride, people drive. We're a very laid-back social group, not really big into the competition. We get together a few times a year and drive and have play days and just enjoy having fun.
So if one has an animal, as you've mentioned, how do they get involved in your organization?
Well, we meet on the second Thursday of every month at noon at the China King Buffet over by Harbor Freight Tools. That's how I find it. We also have a website. It's equinedriving.com. And we're on Facebook at the Brazos Valley Driving and Riding Club, and people can friend us there and get in touch with us. We're always looking for new members, and we love to have new blood come into the club, and we hope we see more people.
Let's get back to what's happening on the 18th. It'll be a week from this coming Saturday. When somebody comes in, what can they expect to see and take advantage of?
Well, we have two different options. You know, horse people are like fishermen, where we just collect stuff because we think we can't live without it. And then eventually we decide we can live without it. So this is a chance for people to go through their tack room and find all the stuff that they didn't think they could live without, put it in a booth, sell it, move it on down the line to somebody else, and then take the money they've made from it and go 10 feet down and buy more stuff that they can't live without from somebody else who's doing the same thing. So we're looking for vendors who want to rent booths, but we also want the public to come. Admission is free to buyers. Parking is free. Last year we had about 2,000 people come through as customers, and we hope we can top that this year and have more vendors.
In fact, I noticed that tack and other Western-related items, you don't have to own a horse or a donkey or animal to at least take advantage of some of the things that to go with the animals.
Exactly. There'll be arts and crafts there. There'll be clothing. There'll be all kinds of different things, artwork, as well as direct-related stuff like harnesses and saddles and tack and stable things. There'll be something for everybody.
Again, this is a week from Saturday on the 18th, 8 until 2 in the East Pavilion at the Brazos County Expo. And not only do you want people there, but again, a reminder that there is still time if you want to rent space.
Correct. We still have space available. In fact, until tomorrow night, we have a special deal where you can get four booths for the price of three. A 10 by 10 booth is $25 for the day. You can get four booths for $75 if we get word that you want to make a reservation by the end of the day tomorrow. We hope that you can come and join us. It's a great chance to move stuff. If you want information, you can call 979-279-6217, or you can send an email to marketday@equinedriving.com.
And again, the website and Facebook page for those who want more information about the organization.
The website is equinedriving.com, and the Facebook page is the Brazos Valley Driving and Riding Club.
Terrific. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Bill.
You betcha. Jim Daspit with the Brazos Valley Driving and Riding Club with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.